You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, trust God through the process. In the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 30, David and his men discovered that the women and children had been taken, and the city was burned by fire. So they lost everything. All the men and David, they wept. The men were in a place of despair. And they're being in a place of despair. They begin to look to David as if one would point the blame, and now they want to stone him. And because of their wanting to stone him, this put David in a place of being greatly distressed. These forms of emotion, grieving, being in a place of despair, and greatly distressed. The men were in a place of despair. David was greatly distressed. But David decided he would seek the Lord for direction. And when he inquired of the Lord on what to do, should he pursue this troop? And the Lord let him know yes, and that he would recover it all. So then David and his men, they set out, and the end result was he did recover it all. Here we can see what happens with these emotions, how emotions can lead you to a place. The men were in a place of despair, because their women and children had been taken, and the city was burned by fire. They lost everything. And now David, also, his wives were taken. But when the men wanted to stone him, it put him in a place of great distress. And rather than David be led by his emotions, he chose to trust the Lord. He chose to seek the Lord for direction. And here's my moment of transparency. I've had times where I allowed my emotions to lead me, or my emotions to contribute to me making decisions. And I had to learn from those mistakes. I had to come to a place of learning that, no, you may feel the emotion. And in that moment, that emotion is real. But you don't govern your life and make decisions around emotions. And this is where I learned to come out of that space, identify where I'm in that moment, but trust God through whatever it is I'm dealing with. And this took time. This has been a learning process. This has been an area that I had to learn to grow to. And sometimes you can find yourself dealing with certain things, and it may be you may go through a whole season. This may not be the pattern and cycle that you've ever experienced. But for those who have experienced that, as David did, his time of feeling great distress because of the negative emotions of the others being in a place of despair. The focus is trusting God through the process. There's been times when I wanted to know every fine detail in the process of whatever I was dealing with. There's been times when I wanted to know every detail of how to get through this process. And it was then I had to learn, okay, this is not how that works. The tools that the Lord has given me, use those tools. There's times where there's certain things that may be given. And then there's times where I have to walk it out by faith, prayer, and His word, and trusting Him through that entire process. While I'm praying, while I'm in His word, speaking His word, believing His word, and having faith, believing those things that I can't see with my natural eye, and saying, okay, Lord, I trust you. Proverbs 3:5-6 says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. Lean not to thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. This is what we should do. Trust God through the process. Whatever it is we're dealing with, whatever it is that we're facing, those negative emotions in that moment are real. Identify where you are in that moment. Just like these men with David, they were in a place of despair because who they love The women, the wives, the children were taken. No announcement, it just happened. So that was a real feeling. That was a real emotion. And David was in a place of great distress. Those that he was leading, those that were looking to him, turned in that moment and wanted to stone him. But instead of him picking up another negative emotion that would cause him to make a decision in that moment, like a domino effect, he chose to trust the Lord through the process. He knew these men felt how they felt, but he went and sought the Lord because that was his relationship. That was his lifestyle. He didn't let the negative part of what he was dealing with change his trust in God. There are times we deal with things, and no matter what it looks like, we got to trust the Lord. I've had times where I didn't know all pieces of the puzzle. I didn't know how certain things were going to pan out. And I'm seeking God for direction. And okay, I want to know, okay, God, how is this thing going to work? But while I'm waiting for the insight on certain things, there's been times when faith, his word, and prayer, that is the direction. And while I'm exercising what God has already given me through faith, through prayer, and his word, then whatever it is I'm dealing with, he resolves it. So I encourage you, whatever you're dealing with in life, you may not have all of the answers. You may have some negative emotions that are real in the moment, but don't make a decision off of those negative emotions. Seek God for direction. Seek God for insight. Seek God for answers. And let him show you the direction you should go in. Don't let those emotions that are negative be the driver in your life. Be led by the Holy Spirit and not by negative emotions. Allow God to show you which way to go. Allow God to direct your paths. Trust in him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Trust God through the process. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that those that may be having negative emotions in this time, whether it's grief, whether it's distress or place of despair, I'm asking you to touch their hearts right now in the name of Jesus, that they don't make decisions based off of these negative emotions. But coming into a place, Lord, that whatever it is that they're facing in this moment, whatever it is that they will be facing in the days to come, that God, they begin to understand how to trust you through the process. Not to lean to their own understanding based on what they think or based on how they feel. But seeking you, Lord, for direction. Seeking you, Lord, for insight. And acknowledging you, God, in everything that they do, acknowledging you, Lord, in every situation. And the result of acknowledging you, Lord, and trusting you, Lord, will be you directing their paths. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.